Well, oil prices have soared a few hours after the U.S. enforced a new round of sanctions on Iran. In London, Brent North Sea crude gained 21 cents to close at over $116. The new U.S. sanctions target countries that buy Iranian oil. They will have to retain payment for Iranian crude and only release it for purchases of goods from them by Iran. The sanctions also target Iran's media outlets and Tehran's cyber police. The latest anti-Iran measures come at a time when the U.S. has said it's seeking direct talks with Tehran. Iran has condemned the measures as yet another hostile act by Washington. The U.S. has spearheaded several rounds of Western sanctions against Iran in recent years. Washington has said the measures are aimed at pressuring Iran into suspending its nuclear energy program. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Alan Rowland, who is an online columnist who is joining us now via Skype from California. Mr. Rowland, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react to these sanctions coming on the heels of Vice President Biden saying that the U.S. is willing to talk to Iran?
Okay, I'm laughing because it's the old carrot and stick approach. Joseph Biden last weekend in Munich said the United States is committed to more globalization all over the world, and particularly in Africa. The imperialistic parade goes on. It's a carrot and stick approach to Iran. In other words, we're going to basically offer you some possibilities, but at the same time, we're tightening the wrench on you so that you'll succumb to our wishes. Right now, Iran is being used to justify our imperialistic ventures all over the world right now. And you're the convenient scapegoat. Demonizing Iran is the latest example of regime change. The ultimate prize is Iran. I would take everything with a grain of salt in regard to talks with the United States. Right now, Obama only has 2 years to put together his agenda or accomplish his agenda before he becomes a lame duck. Expect more pressure during this time.
So then are you saying essentially, Mr. Rowland, going forward that any talks would not be successful?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But I think Iran should enter them very warily, because this is pressure that's being applied on you, and it's basically being applied all over the world. So, yes, I think they should be very wary of the talks and recognize that it's a carrot and stick approach. Good cop, bad cop, whatever you want to call it. It's still the ultimate aim is regime change.
Mr. Rowland, you know, at a time of economic crisis in the United States as well, you know, with these oil prices going up and the fact that Iran is, of course, a resource-rich country, is the United States, in a sense, not shooting itself in the foot when it comes to the economy, at least?
Absolutely true, because right now we're looking at, here in California, close to $4 a gallon. I mean, closer to $5 a gallon. And so the economy is suffering. The American people are paying for this imperialistic adventure in the Middle East, and they're paying a big price. Right now, it's costing American citizens about $20,000 to $30,000 for these illegal occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's costing us and costing the American public big time. So we are definitely shooting ourselves in the foot. But right now, they can justify spending money for the military by demonizing Iran. That's what's happening. It's very manipulative, and it's actually quite transparent.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Alan Rowland, online columnist, speaking to us live via Skype from California. Sir, we appreciate your insight as always.